In Micah, the remains of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, as the dew from Yahuwah, as the showers upon the grass. 5, verse 7. The residue or remains of a man or of the church were also represented by the tenths, which were holy. Hence also a number with ten in it was holy, and ten is therefore predicated of remains. As in Isaiah, Yahuwah shall remove man, and many things shall be left in the midst of the land, and yet in it shall be a tenth part, and it shall return, and shall be for exterminating. As an oak and an ilex, when a stem is cast forth from them, the seed of holiness is the stem thereof. 6, verses 12 and 13. Here the residue is called a seed of holiness. And in Amos, thus saith the Lord Yahweh, the city that goeth forth 1,000 shall have 100 left, and that which goeth forth 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel. 5, verse 3. In these and many other passages in the internal sense are signified the remains of which we have been speaking. That a city is preserved for the sake of the remains or the church is evident from what was said to Abraham concerning Sodom. Abraham said, peradventure 10 may be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Genesis 18, verse 32. 469, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of man. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. The book of the generations is an enumeration of those who were of the most ancient church. In the day that God created man denotes his being made spiritual. And in the likeness of God made he him signifies that he was made celestial. Thus it is a description of the most ancient church. 470. That the book of the generations is an enumeration of those who were of the most ancient church is very evident from what follows. For from this to the 11th chapter, that is, to the time of Eber, names never signify persons, but actual things. In the most ancient time, mankind were distinguished into houses, families, and nations. A house consisting of the husband and wife with their children, together with some of their family who served. A family of a greater or smaller number of houses that lived not far apart and yet not together. And a nation of a larger or smaller number of families. 471. The reason why they dwelt thus alone by themselves, distinguished only into houses, families, and nations, was that by this means the church might be preserved entire, that all the houses and families might be dependent on their parent, and thereby remain in love and in true worship. It is to be remarked also that each house was of a peculiar genius, distinct from every other. For it is well known that children, and even remote descendants, derive from their parents a particular genius, and such marked characteristics that they can be distinguished by the face, and by many other peculiarities. Therefore, in order that there might not be a confounding, but an exact distinction, it pleased the Lord that they should dwell in this manner. Thus the church was a living representative of the kingdom of the Lord. For in the Lord's kingdom there are innumerable societies, each one distinct from every other, according to the differences of love and faith. This, as observed above, is what is meant by living alone and by dwelling in tents. For the same reason also it pleased the Lord that the Jewish church should be distinguished into houses, families, and nations, and that every one should contract marriage within his own family. But concerning this of the Lord's divine mercy, we will treat hereafter. 472. That by the day in which God created man is signified his being made spiritual, and that by God making him in his likeness is signified his being made celestial, appears from what was said and shown above. The expression to create properly relates to man when he is being created anew or regenerated, and the word make when he is being perfected. Wherefore in the word there is an accurate distinction observed between creating, forming, and making, as was shown above in the second chapter, where it is said of the spiritual man made celestial, that God rested from all his work, which God created in making. And in other passages also, to create relates to the spiritual man, and to make, that is, to perfect, to the celestial man. See number 16 and 88. 473. That a likeness of God is a celestial man, and an image of God a spiritual man, has also been previously shown. An image is preparatory to a likeness, and a likeness is a real semblance, for a celestial man is entirely governed by the Lord as his likeness. 474. Since, therefore, the subject here treated of is the birth or propagation of the most ancient church, this is first described as coming from a spiritual to a celestial state, for the propagations follow from this. 475, verse 2. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name man, in the day when they were created. By male and female is signified the marriage between faith and love. By calling their name man is signified that they were the church, which in an especial sense is called man, homo. 476. That by male and female is signified the marriage between faith and love was declared and proved above, where it was shown that the male or man, vir, signifies the understanding and whatever belongs to it, consequently everything of faith, and that the female or woman signifies the will, or the things pertaining to the will, consequently whatever has relation to love. Wherefore she was called Eve, a name signifying life, which is of love alone. By the female, therefore, is also signified the church, as has been previously shown, and by the male, a man, vir, of the church. The subject here is the state of the church when it was spiritual, and which was afterwards made celestial. Wherefore male is mentioned before female, as also in chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. The expression to create also has reference to the spiritual man, but afterwards when the marriage has been effected, that is, when the church has been made celestial, it is not said male and female, but man homo, who by reason of their marriage signifies both. Wherefore it presently follows, and he called their name man, by which is signified the church. 477. That man is the most ancient church has been often said and shown above. For in the highest sense, the Lord himself alone is man. From this, the celestial church is called man as being a likeness. And from this, the spiritual church is afterwards so called because it was an image. But in a general sense, everyone is called man who has human understanding. For man is man by virtue of understanding, and according thereto one person is more a man than another, although the distinction of one man from another ought to be made according to his faith as grounded in love to the Lord. That the most ancient church and every true church, and hence those who belong to the church, or who live from love to the Lord and from faith in him, are especially called man, is evident from the word as in Ezekiel. I will cause man to multiply upon you, all the house of Israel, all of it. I will cause to multiply upon you man and beast, that they may be multiplied and bear fruit. And I will cause you to dwell according to your antiquities. And I will do better unto you than at your beginnings. And I will cause man to walk upon you, my people Israel. 36 verses 10, 11, and 12. Here by antiquities is signified the most ancient church, by beginnings the ancient churches, by the house of Israel and people Israel, the primitive church or church of the Gentiles, all which churches are called man. So in Moses. Remember the days of eternity. Understand ye the years of generation and generation, when the Most High would give the nations an inheritance, when he would set apart the sons of man. He set the bounds of the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. Deuteronomy 32, verses 7 and 8. Here by the days of eternity is meant the most ancient church, by generation and generation, the ancient churches. The sons of man are those who were in faith towards the Lord, which faith is the number of the sons of Israel. That a regenerate person is called man appears from Jeremiah. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was empty and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld, and lo, no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. 4 verses 23 and 25. Here earth signifies the external man, heaven the internal, man the love of good, the birds of the heavens the understanding of truth. Again, behold, the days come that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. 31 verse 27. Here a man signifies the internal man, beast the external. In Isaiah, cease ye from man in whose nostrils is breath, for wherein is he to be accounted of? 2 verse 22. Hereby man is signified a man of the church. Again, Yahuwah shall remove man far away, and many things shall be left in the midst of the land. 6 verse 12. This treats of the vastation of man, so that there should no longer exist either good or truth. Again, the inhabitants of the earth shall be burned, and man shall be left very little. 24 verse 6. Here a man signifies those who have faith. Again, the paths have been desolated. The farer on the path hath ceased. He hath made vain the covenant. He hath despised the cities. He hath not regarded man. The earth mourneth and languisheth. 33 verses 8 and 9. This denotes the man who in the Hebrew tongue is Enosh. Again, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, and a man than the gold of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall be moved out of her place. 13 verses 12 and 13. Here the word for man in the first place is Enosh, and in the second is Adam. 478. The reason why he is called Adam is that the Hebrew word Adam signifies man, but that he is never properly called Adam by name, but man, is very evident from this passage and also from former ones. So that in some cases he is not spoken of in the singular number, but in the plural, and also from the fact that the term is predicated of both the man and the woman, both together being called man. That it is predicated of both, everyone may see from the words, for it is said, "He called their name man in the day that they were created," and in like manner in the first chapter, "Let us make man in our image, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea," verses 27 and 28. Hence also it is evident that the subject treated of is not the creation of some one man who was the first of mankind, but the most ancient church. 479. By calling a name or calling by name is signified in the word to know the quality of things, as was shown above. And in the present case, it has relation to the quality of the most ancient church, denoting that man was taken from the ground or regenerated by the Lord, for the word Adam means ground. And that afterwards, when he was made celestial, he became most eminently man, by virtue of faith originating in love to the Lord. 480. That they were called man in the day that they were created appears also from the first chapter, verses 26 and 27. That is, at the end of the sixth day, which answers to the evening of the Sabbath, or when the Sabbath or the seventh day began. For the seventh day or Sabbath is the celestial man, as was shown above. 481, verse 3. And man lived 130 years, and begat into his likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. By 130 years there is signified the time before the rise of a new church, which, being not very unlike the most ancient, is said to be born into its likeness and after its image. But the term likeness has relation to faith, and image to love. This church was called Seth. 482. What the years and the numbers of years which occur in this chapter signify in the internal sense has hitherto been unknown. Those who abide in the literal sense suppose them to be secular years. Whereas from this to the 12th chapter there is nothing historical according to its appearance in the literal sense. But all things in general and every singular thing in particular contain other matters. And this is the case not only with the names, but also with the numbers. In the word, frequent mention is made of the number 3 and also of the number 7. And wheresoever they occur, they signify something holy or most sacred, in regard to the states which the times or other things involve or represent. And they have the same signification in the least intervals of time as in the greatest. For as the parts belong to the whole, so the least things belong to the greatest. For there must be a likeness in order that the whole may properly come forth from the parts, or the greatest from the least parts. Thus in Isaiah, "Now hath Yahuwah spoken, saying, Within 3 years as the years of a hireling, and the glory of Moab shall be rendered worthless." 16, verse 14. Again, "Thus hath the Lord said unto me, Within a year, according to the years of a hireling, and all the glory of Kedar shall be consumed." 21, verse 16. Here both the least and the greatest intervals are signified. In Habakkuk, Yahuwah, I have heard thy renown and was afraid. O Yahuwah, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years make known. 3, verse 2. Here, the midst of the years signifies the Lord's advent. In lesser intervals, it signifies every coming of the Lord, as when man has been regenerated. In greater, when the church of the Lord is arising anew. It is likewise called the year of the redeemed in Isaiah. The day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. 63, verse 4. So also the 1,000 years in which Satan was to be bound, Revelation 20, verses 2 and 7, and the 1,000 years of the first resurrection, Revelation 20, verses 4, 5, and 6, by no means signify 1,000 years, but their states. For as days are used to express states, as shown above, so also are years. And the states are described by the number of the years. Hence it is evident that the times in this chapter also involve states. For every church was in a different state of perception from the rest, according to the differences of disposition, hereditary and acquired. 483. By the names which follow, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, are signified so many churches of which the first and principal was called man. The chief characteristic of these churches was perception, wherefore the differences of the churches of that time were chiefly differences of perception. I may here mention concerning perception, that in the universal heaven there reigns nothing but a perception of good and truth, which is such as cannot be described, with innumerable differences, so that no two societies enjoy similar perception. The perceptions there existing are distinguished into genera and species, and the genera are innumerable, and the species of each genus are likewise innumerable. But concerning these of the Lord's divine mercy, we will treat hereafter. Since then there are innumerable genera and innumerable species in each genus, and still more innumerable varieties in the species, it is evident how little, so little that it is almost nothing, the world at this day knows concerning things celestial and spiritual, since they do not know even what perception is, and if they are told, they do not believe that any such thing exists, and so with other things also. The most ancient church represented the celestial kingdom of the Lord, even as to the generic and specific differences of perception. But whereas the nature of perception, even in its most general aspect, is at this day utterly unknown, any account of the genera and species of the perceptions of these churches would necessarily appear dark and strange. At that time they were distinguished into houses, families, and nations, and contracted marriage within their houses and families, in order that genera and species of perceptions might exist, and be derived from the parents precisely as are the propagations of native character. Wherefore those who were of the most ancient church dwell together in heaven. 484. That the church called Seth was very nearly like the most ancient church is evident from its being said that the man begat in his likeness, according to his image, and called his name Seth, the term likeness having relation to faith and image to love. For that this church was not like the most ancient church with regard to love and its derivative faith is plain from its being said just before, male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name man. by which is signified the spiritual man of the sixth day, as was said above, so that the likeness of this man was to the spiritual man of the sixth day. That is, love was not so much the principle, but still faith was conjoined with love. 485. That a different church is here meant by Seth from that which was described above, 4, verse 25, may be seen at number 435. That churches of different doctrine were called by the same name is evident from those which in the foregoing chapter, verses 17 and 18, were called Enoch and Lamech, while here other churches are in like manner called Enoch and Lamech. Verses 21 and 30. 486, verse 4. And the days of man after he begat Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. By days are signified times and states in general. By years, times and states in particular. By sons and daughters are signified the truths and goods which they perceived. 487. That by days are signified times and states in general was shown in the first chapter, where the days of creation have no other signification. In the word, it is very usual to call all time days, as is manifestly the case in the present verse and in those which follow. 5, 8, 11, 14, 17, 20, 23, 27, 31. And therefore the states of the times in general are likewise signified by days. And when years are added, then by the seasons of the years are signified the qualities of the states, thus states in particular. The most ancient people had their numbers, by which they signified various things relating to the church, as the numbers 3, 7, 10, 12, and many that were compounded of these and others, whereby they describe the states of the church. Wherefore these numbers contain arcana which would require much time to explain. It was an account or reckoning of the states of the church. The same thing occurs in many parts of the word, especially the prophetical. In the rites of the Jewish church also there were numbers, both of times and measures, as for instance in regard to the sacrifices, meat offerings, oblations, and other things, which everywhere signify holy things according to their application. The things here involved, therefore, in the number 800, and in the next verse in the number 930, and in the numbers of years in the verses following, namely, the changes of state of their church as applied to their own general state, are too many to be recounted. In a future part of this work of the Lord's divine mercy, we shall take occasion to show what the simple numbers up to 12 signify. For until the signification of these is known, it would be impossible to apprehend the signification of the compound numbers. 488. That days signify states in general, and years states in particular, appears from the word as in Ezekiel. Thou hast caused thy days to draw near, and art come even unto thy years. 22, verse 4. This treats of those who commit abominations and fill up the measure of their sins, of whose state in general are predicated days and in particular years. So in David, thou shalt add days to the days of the king and his years as of generation and generation. Psalm 61, verse 6. This treats of the Lord and of his kingdom, where also days and years signify the state of his kingdom. Again, I have considered the days of old, the years of the ages. Psalm 77, verse 5. Here, days of old signify states of the most ancient church, and years of the ages, states of the ancient church. In Isaiah, the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. 63, verse 4. This treats of the last times, where the day of vengeance signifies a state of damnation, and the year of the redeemed a state of blessedness. Again, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. 61 verse 2. Here both days and years signify states. In Jeremiah, renew our days as of old. Lamentations 5, verse 21. Here state is plainly meant. In Joel, the day of Yahuwah cometh, for it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and of thick darkness, a day of cloud and of obscurity. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be after it, even to the years of generation and generation. 2 verses 1 and 2. Here day signifies a state of darkness and of thick darkness, of cloud and of obscurity, with each one in particular and with all in general. In Zechariah, I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day shall ye cry a man to his companion under the vine and under the fig tree. 3 verses 9 and 10. And in another place, it shall be one day which is known to Yahuwah, not day nor night. And it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. 14 verse 7. Here it is plain that state is meant, for it is said that there shall be a day that is neither day nor night. At evening time it shall be light. The same appears from expressions in the Decalogue. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may be well with thee upon the ground. Deuteronomy 5, verse 16. 25, verse 15. Here to have the days prolonged does not signify length of life, but a happy state. In the literal sense, it must needs appear as if day signifies time, but in the internal sense, it signifies state. The angels, who are in the internal sense, do not know what time is, for to them the sun and moon are not for the distinguishing of time. Consequently, they do not know what days and years are, but only what states are and the changes thereof. And therefore before the angels, who are in the internal sense, everything relating to matter, space, and time disappears, as in the literal sense of this passage in Ezekiel. The day is near, even the day of Yahuwah is near, a day of cloud. It shall be the time of the nations. 30, verse 3. And of this in Joel. Alas for the day of Yahuwah is at hand, and as vastation shall it come. 1, verse 15. Here, a day of cloud signifies a cloud or falsity. The day of the nations signifies the nations or wickedness. The day of Yahuwah signifies vastation. When the notion of time is removed, there remains the notion of the state of the things which existed at that time. The case is the same with regard to the days and years that are so often mentioned in this chapter. 489. that by sons and daughters are signified the truths and goods of which they had a perception, and indeed by sons truths, and by daughters goods, is evident from many passages in the prophets. For in the Word, as also in olden time, the conceptions and births of the church are called sons and daughters, as in Isaiah, "The Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together and come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall be amazed, and shall be enlarged." 60 verses 3, 4, and 5. In this passage, sons signify truths, and daughters, goods. In David, "Deliver me and rescue me from the hand of the sons of the stranger, whose mouth speaketh vanity, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones hewn in the form of a temple." Psalm 64, verses 11 and 12. Here the sons of the stranger signify spurious truths or falsities. Our sons signify doctrinals of truth. Our daughters, doctrinals of good. In Isaiah, "I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Bring forth the blind people, and they shall have eyes, the deaf, and they shall have ears." 43 verses 6 and 8. In this passage, sons signify truths, daughters, goods. The blind, those who would see truths, and the deaf, those who would obey them. In Jeremiah, "Shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks, their herds, their sons, and their daughters." 3 verse 24. Here sons and daughters signify truths and goods. That children and sons signify truths is plain from Isaiah. "Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. For when he shall see his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and shall sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also that erred in spirit shall know understanding." 29 verses 22, 23, and 24. Here the Holy One of Jacob, the God of Israel, signifies the Lord. Children signify the regenerate who have the understanding of good and truth, as is indeed explained. Again, "Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, for more are the sons of the desolate than the sons of the married wife." 51 verse 1. Here the sons of the desolate signify the truths of the primitive church or that of the Gentiles. The sons of the married wife, the truths of the Jewish church. In Jeremiah, "My tent is laid waste, and all my cords are plucked out. My sons are gone forth of me, and are not." 10 verse 20. Here sons signify truths. Again, "His sons shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me." 30 verse 20. Here sons signify the truths of the ancient church. In Zechariah, "I will stir up thy sons, O Zion, with thy sons, O Javan, and make thee as the sword of a mighty man." 9 verse 13. This signifies the truths of the faith of love. 490. In the word, daughters frequently denote goods, as in David. King's daughters were among thy precious ones. At thy right hand doth stand the queen in the best gold of Ophir, the daughter of Tyre with a gift. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Of eyelet work of gold is her raiment. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy sons. Psalm 14, verses 10 to 17. Here the good and beauty of love and faith are described by the daughter. Hence churches are called daughters by virtue of goods, as the daughter of Zion and the daughter of Jerusalem, Isaiah 37, verse 22, and in many other places. They are also called daughters of my people, Isaiah 22, verse 4, the daughter of Tarshish, Isaiah 23, verse 10, the daughter of Sidon, verse 12, and daughters in the field, Ezekiel 26, verses 6 and 8. 491. The same things are signified by sons and daughters in this chapter, verses 4, 7, 10, 13, 16, 19, 26, 30. But such as is the church, such are the sons and daughters, that is, such are the goods and truths. The truths and goods here spoken of are such as were distinctly perceived, because they are predicated of the most ancient church, the principal and parent of all the other and succeeding churches. 492, verse 5. And all the days that man lived were 930 years, and he died. By days and years are here signified times and states, as above. By man's dying is signified that such perception no longer existed. 493. That by days and years are signified times and states needs no further explanation, except to say that in the world there must needs be times and measures, to which numbers may be applied because they are in the ultimates of nature. But whenever they are applied in the word, the numbers of the days and years, and also of the measures, have a signification abstractedly from the times and measures, in accordance with the signification of the number. As where it is said that there are 6 days of labor, and that the seventh is holy, of which above. That the Jubilee should be proclaimed every 49th year, and should be celebrated in the 50th. That the tribes of Israel were 12, and the apostles of the Lord the same. That there were 70 elders, and as many disciples of the Lord. And so in many other instances where the numbers have a special signification abstractedly from the things to which they are applied. And when thus abstracted, then it is states that are signified by the numbers. 494. That he died signifies that there was no longer such perception, is evident from the signification of the word die, which is that a thing ceases to be such as it has been. Thus in John, unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou art said to live, but art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Revelation 3, verses 1 and 2. In Jeremiah, I will cast out thy mother that bare thee into another country where ye were not begotten, and there shall ye die. 22, verse 26. Here, mother signifies the church. For as we have said, the case with the church is that it decreases and degenerates, and loses its pristine integrity, chiefly by reason of the increase of hereditary evil. For every succeeding parent adds new evil to that which he has inherited. All the actual evil in the parents puts on a kind of nature, and when it often recurs, becomes natural to them, and is added to their hereditary evil, and is transmitted into their children, and so to posterity. In this way, the hereditary evil is immensely increased in the descendants. That this is so is evident from the fact that the evil dispositions of children are exactly like those of their progenitors. Quite false is the opinion of those who think that there is no hereditary evil except that which they allege to have been implanted in us from Adam. See number 313. The truth is that everyone makes hereditary evil by his own actual sins, and adds it to the evils that he has inherited. And in this way it accumulates and remains in all the descendants, nor is it abated except in those who are being regenerated by the Lord. In every church this is the principal cause of degeneration, and it was so in the most ancient church. 495. How the most ancient church decreased cannot appear unless it be known what perception is. For it was a perceptive church such as at this day does not exist. The perception of a church consists in this, that its members perceive from the Lord what is good and true, like the angels. Not so much what the good and truth of civic society is, but the good and truth of love to the Lord and of faith in Him. From a confession of faith that is confirmed by the life, it can be seen what perception is, and whether it has any existence. 496, verse 6. And Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enosh. Seth, as was observed, is a second church, less celestial than the most ancient church, its parent, yet one of the most ancient churches. That he lived 105 years signifies, as before, times and states. That he begat Enosh signifies that from them there descended another church that was called Enosh. 497. That Seth is a second church, less celestial than the most ancient church, its parent, yet one of the most ancient churches, may appear from what was said above concerning Seth, verse 3. The case with churches, as we have said, is that by degrees and in process of time, they decrease as to essentials, owing to the cause above mentioned. 498. That he begat Enosh signifies that from them there descended another church called Enosh, is evident from the fact that in this chapter the names signify nothing else than churches. 499, verses 7 and 8. And Seth lived after he begat Enosh 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. The days and numbers of years signify here, as before, the times and states. Sons and daughters, too, have the same signification as before, and so likewise has the statement that he died. 500, verse 9. And Enosh lived 90 years, and begat Canaan. By Enosh, as before said, is signified a third church, still less celestial than the church Seth, yet one of the most ancient churches. By Canaan is signified a fourth church, which succeeded the former ones. 501. As regards the churches that in course of time succeeded one another, and of which it is said that one was born from another, the case with them was the same as it is with fruits or with their seeds. In the midst of these, that is, in their inmost parts, there are, as it were, fruits of the fruits, or seeds of the seeds, from which live, as it were, in regular order the successive parts. For the more remote these are from the inmost towards the circumference, the less of the essence of the fruit or of the seed is there in them, until finally they are but the cuticles or coverings in which the fruits or seeds terminate. Or as in the case of the brain, in the inmost parts of which are subtle organic forms called the cortical substances, from which and by which the operations of the soul proceed, and from which in regular order the pure coverings follow in succession, then the denser ones, and finally the general coverings called meninges, which are terminated in coverings still more general, and at last in the most general of all, which is the skull. 502. These three churches, Man, Seth, and Enosh, constitute the most ancient church, but still with a difference of perfection as to perceptions. The perceptive faculty of the first church gradually diminished in the succeeding churches and became more general, as observed concerning fruit or its seed and concerning the brain. Perfection consists in the faculty of perceiving distinctly, which faculty is diminished when the perception is less distinct and more general. An obscure perception then succeeds in the place of that which was clear, and thus it begins to vanish away. 503. The perceptive faculty of the most ancient church consisted not only in the perception of what is good and true, but also in the happiness and delight arising from well-doing. Without such happiness and delight in doing what is good, the perceptive faculty has no life. But by virtue of such happiness and delight, it receives life. The life of love and of the derivative faith, such as the most ancient church enjoyed, is life while in the performance of use, that is, in the good and truth of use. From use, by use, and according to use, is life given by the Lord. There can be no life in what is useless, for whatever is useless is cast away. In this respect, the most ancient people were likenesses of the Lord, and therefore in perceptive powers they became images of him. The perceptive power consists in knowing what is good and true, consequently what is of faith. He who is in love is not delighted in knowing, but in doing what is good and true, that is, in being useful. 504, verses 10 and 11. And Enosh lived after he begat Canaan 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Here in like manner the days and numbers of years, and also sons and daughters, and his dying, signify like things. 505. Enosh, as before observed, is a third church, yet one of the most ancient churches, but less celestial and consequently less perceptive than the church Seth. And this latter was not so celestial and perceptive as the parent church called Man. These three are what constitute the most ancient church, which relatively to the succeeding ones was as the kernel of fruits or seeds, whereas the succeeding churches are relatively as the membranous parts of these. 506, verse 12. And Canaan lived 70 years, and begat Mahalalel. By Canaan is signified a fourth church, and by Mahalalel a fifth. 507. The church called Canaan is not to be so much reckoned among those three more perfect ones, inasmuch as perception, which in the former churches had been distinct, began now to become general, comparatively as are the first and softer membranes relatively to the kernel of fruits or seeds, which state is not indeed described, but still is apparent from what follows, as from the description of the churches called Enoch and Noah. 508, verses 13 and 14. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. The days and numbers of years have the same signification here as before. Sons and daughters here also signify truths and goods, whereof the members of the church had a perception, but in a more general manner. That he died signifies in like manner the cessation of such a state of perception. 509. It is here only to be remarked that all things are determined by their relation to the state of the church. 510, verse 15. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begat Jared. By Mahalalel is signified, as before said, a fifth church, by Jared a sixth. 511. As the perceptive faculty decreased, and from being more particular or distinct became more general or obscure, so also did the life of love or of uses. For as is the life of love or of uses, so is the perceptive faculty. From good to no truth is celestial. The life of those who constituted the church called Mahalalel was such that they preferred the delight from truths to the delight from uses, as has been granted me to know by experience among their like in the other life. 5:12, verses 16 and 17. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. It is the same with these words as with the like words before. 513, verse 18. And Jared lived 162 years, and begat Enoch. By Jared, as before said, is signified a sixth church, by Enoch a seventh. 514. Concerning the church called Jared, nothing is related, but its character may be known from the church Mahalalel, which preceded it, and the church Enoch, which followed it, between which two it was intermediate. 515, verses 19 and 20. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. The signification of these words also is similar to that of the like words above, that the ages of the antediluvians were not so great as that of Jared 962 years, and that of Methuselah 969 years must appear to everyone, especially from what of the Lord's divine mercy will be said at verse 3 of the next chapter, where we read, "Their days shall be 120 years. So that the number of the years does not signify the age of any particular man, but the times and states of the church. 516, verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. By Enoch, as before said, is signified a seventh church, and by Methuselah an eighth. 5:17. The quality of the church Enoch is described in the following verses.